Good morning, folks. Well, this is just an awesome day in the kingdom of God. Mother's Day. I look out. I see so many mothers, so many families that are here today. What a rich day it is. And I must also give thanks. Just a word of thanks to the great Tim Wurtenberger, who headed up a stellar team for the kitchen. Let's give them a praise. Wonderful breakfast this morning. I told him about that story that came from Africa, the British teacher that was down there, and one of her students gave her a pearl, and she said, "My goodness, where did you get such a beautiful pearl?" And of course, you've heard the story. I've told it before. It was on the seacoast through a dangerous jungle, and she says, "My goodness, you should have never walked so far to present a gift to me." And he said, "The long walk was part of the gift." The guys this morning did all that hard work because they dearly want to say thanks to our mothers that we experience so much of the love of God through you. This is just going to be a wonderful, wonderful day in the kingdom of God. Now, I've got a couple quick announcements here. Guys, I see right here, will you please announce the Secret Garden Floral and Gifts, 109 West Tully Street, Convoy, Ohio, will be open today, fellas. Yeah, May 11th, 2014. Open today, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for your Mother's Day gift needs. Fresh flower arrangements, hanging baskets, potted plants, gift items, enough said. How about that? We're not dumb. That's a great opportunity right there. But I think they've already been bested, if I may say, by the timeless treasures. I know this household already made a purchase this morning, and that's the timeless treasures. Wait till you see the work that the women have done for the jewelry sale and accessory sale. Just absolutely, absolutely gorgeous. So guys, we got plenty of resources, okay, to tap into. Gonna be a lot of events today, certainly at our homes for our mothers. But I also wanna add to this another family celebration. Tyson Bolinball, you know, one of our great athletes, one of our heroes. He's going to be having his graduation party with his buddy Richardson, and I've gone blank. Can anybody shout it out? Dave, can you or someone? Bryce Richardson. That will be from 2 to 5 down there at the community park. So you don't want to pass up that opportunity. Also, one correction for the bulletin. My apologies to you. For the Beauty of the Earth, which is really a great thematic piece for the Festival of the Christian Home, a la Mother's Day. That is hymn number 92. Hymn number 92. Just make that correction. Now, then, are there any announcements to come before us on this wonderful day? Wonderful day. Yes, Dave.
I'd just like to thank all the ushers for the great job that they do for me and in all this, the ladies and the gentlemen. And if you, like I said, if you have any questions on the way that it's been done so far, you know, you're welcome free to call me. My phone number and email address is on the bottom of the list out here. But I just wanted to thank everybody for the great job that they do.
Dave, you do. Let's show a thanks for this guy. Can we? Thank you, Lord. Thank you for his servant, his disciple, Dave. And look what Dave just gave me. How about that? There's the picture. There's Tyson and Bryce together. So, Dave, thank you. Thank you so much for that. Any other parish notices? I see Marianne.
Well, I want to tell you, this morning we had an early bird special with our jewelry sale for the men that were here. I think some of them arrived at 4:30 this morning for the early bird special. Then we had the next group that came in, the mothers, that did a little perusing. And we will have the tables. You'll be will be available. The garage sale doesn't start till next Friday and Saturday. But if you have the opportunity after church this morning, please look at, we have jewelry, rings, bracelets, necklaces, scarves, belts, and you may take them this morning for donations. And I'm hearing that there might be some additions that will be added later in the week, so come back Friday or Saturday for our jewelry sale. So hope to see all of you after church this morning.
Well, Marianne. Oh, go ahead.
Also, we will be running a cafe on Friday and Saturday that will have sandwiches, pies, and there is, if you are able to help with donating some foods or workers, we have a worker schedule for Friday or Saturday. That's delaying in the It is laying in the social room on our serving table. So if you're able to help us, that would be great. Thank you.
Mary Ann, Vicki, thank you. Thank you so much. Wonderful opportunities. And by the way, I am not half as dumb as I look. I got my favorite daughter-in-law here. So April, when we're fit, you know, when the service is over, you go ahead and peruse the yeah. No, your father-in-law is going to go ahead and get some brownie points. So you go ahead, select for you, for your mommy, and for your grandmother, for your lovely grandmother. So, yes, indeed. Marianne, thank you. Vicki, thank you. Wonderful, wonderful work, and certainly a great cause. Any other parish notices to come before us? Yes, Tona.
The BMC will also have an open house for garage sale days. We will have our book sale again, and stop in for there's going to be soda or free coffee and
Wonderful, wonderful, Tana. Wonderful, and Sagan, good to see you. And you got your master's degree, right? Well, and Sagan, along with you, my Johnny boy, is getting his master's degree. But we want to recognize Sagan. Got Snowbirds back. Got Don Johnson, my buddy. Nancy, they're home. And then we said Don, we were lifting up about Tyson today, and Bryce. So it's great, but it's great to have you back, brother. Any other parish notices to come before us? Help me out, buddy. Janet and Lowell's here. Janet and Lowell. Yeah, they are. Yeah, back here. Shelly, good to see you, honey. Good to have you back. Yeah, you can raise a cheer. Go ahead. We got a Snowbirds back. And by way of hospitality, you see anybody else? Lois Gardner here. Come on. Lois is here. Oh, okay. Yeah. Any other parish notices? What a wonderful day, Lord, in your kingdom. We prepare our hearts now for morning worship. Thank you. Let us pray. God of love and grace, as you swing wide the gate of welcome this day, strengthen us to walk through the gate of your love and mercy. Protect us from harm as we lie down in the fields of your mercy and rise again to travel this journey of faith. Speak to us through your teachings this day, that we may devote ourselves to your guidance and feed upon your life-giving word. In the beloved name of Jesus, our shepherd, we pray. Amen. Christ our shepherd calls us here.
God's gate of love has swung wide.
Jesus our brother welcomes us home.
The family of God embraces us all.
Our mother in God invites us with love.
For we are all precious sheep in God's pasture.
Lift up your hearts, your voices unto the Lord on this Mother's Day. Hymn number 92, For the Beauty of the Earth. Take this opportunity. Welcome one another through the passing of the peace. At this time, we invite the children to come forward for the children's moments. You know what, children? Wilmer Bowers got me a shepherd's staff just for Sundays like this. Greg has forgot his shepherd's staff down in the office. I know. Well, Wilmer, I want to thank you again for that shepherd's staff. So, well, let's do something else. Since I don't have a shepherd's staff, how about we pretend you are all sheep? Can you go, bah? Can you do that? Let's hear you do that. Bah. 1, 2, 3. Bah. All right, everybody, help us out. 1, 2, 3. Bah. Now I say that because in the lesson today, we are referred to, we human beings are referred to as sheep. And sheep, well, I don't know. We got some shepherds here. I always look back to my buddy Rick. We got shepherds here that know sheep. And listen, I'm not going to insult us, but the fact of the matter is, sheep are not always the smartest. For instance, one of the aspects of a sheep is that if they don't have someone to lead them, they can get lost. And the Bible, the Word of God, is suggesting that we human beings are kind of like that. If we don't have someone to lead us, we can get lost. And so, the good news from the Word of God is Jesus is our shepherd. He's even called the Good Shepherd. Now, the reason he's called the Good Shepherd, back in the days of Jesus, shepherds were not always respected by the community because guess what? Shepherds were not always respectable. Shepherds were not always worthy of trust. Sometimes certain shepherds were crooks, and they cared nothing for the sheep, and in fact, if there was a danger approaching the sheep, that evil person would just run away, and those poor sheep would be left to be attacked. Now, that is mentioned also in the Bible today, in the Gospel of John. That is pointed out, but Jesus says, I'm not like those who are untrustworthy. Jesus says, trust me, for the Father of heaven and I, we will never forsake you. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I give my life for the sheep. Is that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? I lay down my life for the sheep. So, guess what? We're in the best of hands. We're in the hands of Jesus, who is the good shepherd. And you look to this cross, he gave his life for us. And he has risen from the dead, and he has conquered death, and he's going to share that victory as a loving shepherd with all of his sheep. So we are in the best of hands. So sheep, let's go ahead and make a chain circle here. By the way, they called it the sheepfold in the Bible. This was known as the sheepfold. And we're going to hold hands. Jesus is at the door of the sheepfold to protect us and to lead and to guide us. Jesus, we thank you for being the good shepherd. We know that we can trust you. You gave your life for us, and you have risen from the dead to forgive us of our sins and to lead us throughout life's journey. And one day, you are able, and you promise that you will lead us to the shores of heaven itself. No one can do that but you, Lord Jesus. So we want to follow you, Good Shepherd. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, children. I might need some helpers again. All right, well, here, let's just start. Let's just go ahead and start. Here we go. Because when you get two, You know the drill. We might have visitors today, you know, this being Mother's Day. What we're going to share with you is you get two suckers. And for the sake of our visitors, one they get to keep. That isn't bad, mothers. I'm giving them a little sugar for you today to give a little energy for the children. I'm a dad, too. These three boys. There's my firstborn right there. My firstborn. You know what, Allison? A few years ago, it was Johnny had the idea for Christmas. He took pictures of these kids when they were little. And I've got Matthew on my mouse pad as a baby. Here this man comes home, Don. This man comes home. Very, very accomplished professional comes home, this man. High achieving professional. And I'm, baby boy, how are you? Moms, dads, you know where I'm coming from, right? But again, for the sake of our visitors, I didn't finish. They get to keep the one sucker of their choice. Right, that good one, Cole? You got your good one, didn't you? They get to keep one. And then they get to give the other one. Oh, that fell out of the wrapper. Well, looks like I'll have to keep that one for Greg. See, take one for the team here. Right? Yeah, right, Dick. So selfless of Greg, of Brad, to scoop up the ones that fell out of the wrappers. Oh, well, we'll see. There you go, sweetie. So they give the other sucker away, and they share with them the witness of Jesus the Good Shepherd, that Jesus loves us. You get two, sweetie. There you go, and Allison. And Allison's going to carry the microphone for us. So you may return to your pews, children. God bless you all. Allison's going to help me out now with the microphone. I'll just park this up here for Greg. All right, Allison, I'll give you that. Visitors, welcome, welcome. We have a visitor's card. We prepare each week for hospitality. And my wonderful, the wonderful congregation here. Let's Greg say this. It's like they're sitting there. Here we go, verbatim. I say the same announcement every week because every week we prepare for visitors. Hospitality is important here. There is a visitor's card in the pews. If you want to take a moment, fill that out. If you put your telephone number on there, when the ushers come by later on for the morning offering, just toss that card into that plate, and they're the best. They're the best. Got the finest here. They get me those cards, and we get a call out to you so that we can get you better acquainted. Now then, joys or concerns. If you have a joy, for instance, birthday, wedding anniversary announcement, perhaps a testimony of how the Good Shepherd is guiding you right now in the journey of life. You want to lift that testimony up, that good news. Lift it up. Concerns, perhaps there is someone in need of our prayers that you want to lift up. Likewise, joys or concerns, raise your hands. And I'm going to go ahead and start because I want to brag right now on two disciples here. And I want to thank Linda Holden. Linda Holden was the disciple here who first introduced me to Gail and to Karen Stevens here. But I want to lift them up. Brother Dave passed away. So here they are in bereavement, and who's here? Early this morning, right, Bob? Early this morning, John, here came Gail to work, to serve the Master. So he was here this morning with the team. They put that work together. But to continue to remember Gail and Karen in bereavement of his brother Dave. Now then, other joys or concerns, just raise your hands. Joys or concerns, and Allison will bring you the mic. I see a hand right over here. I see joy.
Gracie has finished 5 years of college down at Dayton. We had a graduation ceremony last Saturday. She moved home on Thursday like a whirlwind. Saturday morning, she was gone. She's moved back. She's moved to Lansing, Michigan for the next 5 years for her doctorate degree. So we would appreciate all the prayers in the world that everything goes continually smooth. She texted me yesterday. She's moved in. Everything's running smooth. But Monday, she starts teaching and etc. So yeah, everybody, she needs her prayers.
Joy, that's just raise the cheer. That's just awesome. Going for the doctor's degree. Well, I keep talking to her about alternative energy sources. I have a keen interest in that. I have light bulbs that will run on a half watt that'll blind you. So I'm using one half watt, and I forget and leave the stove on at 400 degrees for 5 hours.
I usually find that around 3:30 when I get home.
Yes.
I do have a correction, another correction in the prayer concerns in the bulletin where it says Steve McIntosh. That should say Mike McIntosh, and that would be Lonnie's brother, so we want to remember
him. Yes, Karen.
And I think Greg alluded to it that next weekend Greg will be bacheloring it here at church, and I'm going to Cleveland for Johnny's master's graduation, so we're real proud of him too.
Yes, I've got the confirmation. Johnny's graduation was not announced till after I already made my commitment to my youth for confirmation journey, so I won't be able to be at that graduation. And Lois is here. And by the way, Lois's husband, it hasn't been that long ago, Lois, so we want to continue to remember you, dear.
I'm Lois Gardner Zeisloft, and it's my privilege today to have come to surprise my sister, my daughter Marlene's Aunt Betty's prayer. And here on Mother's Day, not only that, but also I'm sitting here thinking 40 years ago, right here in this church, we had a beautiful, beautiful wedding of this daughter and my son-in-law.
Bless you, Lois. Bless you,
so,
God.
It's a privilege to see the activities among the congregation. Keep on keeping on.
God bless you, Lois. God bless you. Proud of you.
I just want to thank everybody for keeping Destiny on the prayer list, Destiny Hoblett. We can take her off now. She is doing very well. She's actually hit 100 pounds, and she's like 5'4", so 100 pounds isn't much, but she's doing very well and gaining weight.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Nikki. Thank you for the update, too. And you know what? Now the Holy Spirit has just convicted me. My goodness. Diane Clemens. We must remember Diane Clemens. I had shared with the professor here and with Linda. She had done well, extremely well, with that last procedure. Was downright uneventful. Sent her home, and now she's back at Parkview North. So do please remember Diane Clemens in your prayers. Any other joys or concerns? Can we show an appreciation for this wonderful disciple? Thank you, Allison. Happy Mother's Day, sweetie. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to take a moment for silent meditation, and then we're going to join together for this litany of love, a prayer of thanksgiving for Mother's Day. But let's take a moment to center ourselves in Christ in silent meditation. And now, brothers and sisters, if you will join me for the Litany of Love, a prayer of thanksgiving for Mother's Day. For shepherds and mentors, mothers and guides,
we give thanks and praise this day.
For friends who care, for families who nurture,
we give thanks and praise this day.
For this family of faith, for spiritual teachers,
we give thanks and praise this day.
For the gift of love, both given and received, and now, Lord, deepen our faith as we pray from our hearts that beloved prayer that the Good Shepherd has invited us to pray with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I'm going to have us stand at this time, and this really is a prelude to the gospel from John. This is hymn number 381, Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us. Let us stand together. Please be seated. The first of the scripture lessons, this comes from the witness of the gospel writer John. Familiar words to us all. 10:1-10. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him. The sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate, and whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." May God add the blessing of his Holy Spirit to the reading of God's holy word.
Lay thy crown below.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Keith. Thank you, Linda. And thank you, choir. What an anthem piece for the Good Shepherd, the witness of John's Gospel, the Good Shepherd. And also, certainly, I heard the reference there to his mother. Very prominent, very well. Well done, Keith. Well done, Linda. Thank you, choir. Well, there's a story going around right now about this little fella. And they moved from a little apartment to a big house in the country. And a buddy asked this little eight-year-old boy, says, well, how do you like it? Oh, man, he said, I love the new house. He said, my brother and me, we've each got our own separate bedroom. My sister, she's got her separate bedroom. But poor mom, she's still in there with dad. Sometimes it's rough to be a mother. I got a little something sent to me from a mother. I want to lift this up. This is very, very, very wonderful. And mothers, this is going to speak for you, because listen to this. This is a certain mother who wrote this. What I want for Mother's Day. Dear children, Mother's Day is coming up, and I thought I should tell you what I want. This way, there's no guilty panic or last-minute purchasing of flowers at the closest gas station. Was kind of pegged me right there, Linda. I remember, I got Laura's birthday, Mother's Day gift at the table this morning. So this is what I want. This year and every year, this is what I want, writes this mother. It's pretty simple, really. I want you to be a decent human being. I want you to be who you are and don't be a jerk. I want you to work hard at everything you do, because life is short, and not to give it everything you've got would be a shame. I want you to ask for help when you need it. I want you to help others when they need it. I want you to learn how to cook, do your own laundry, pay your bills, and know how to clean a bathroom. And when you mess up, and you will more than once, I want you to own it. Because it's the mess-ups in life that make those victories even sweeter. I want you to travel, because the world is huge and you are part of it. I want you to know that even when we hate each other, I will never stop loving you. I want you to play nicely with others. I want you to feed your curiosity. I want you to find a way to do what you love and realize that it might look different than you originally thought. I want you to respect every human being's right to be who they are. I want you to sometimes be more interested in someone else than yourself. I want you to know that you are flawed, and at the same time, you are extraordinary. There's no one else like you. I want you to know that I would lay down my life for you in Lily Potter fashion any day of the week. I want you to realize how lucky you are every once in a while, even if only for an instant. I want you to know love, even if it means getting hurt. I want you to relax and not feel guilty about that. I want you to know life can be brutally hard sometimes. I want you to know that you can choose happiness even when the dark side offers you cookies. And I wouldn't mind breakfast in bed. See? Simple. Love, Mom. We are so indebted to our mothers. And I thank that mother, by the way. It was a mother who sent that to me. I thank her for that. I think there are some real words of wisdom. And my goodness, the wisdom and the care of God that we experience in our mothers. Dr. James Dobson talks about when his son Ryan was just a little baby boy. Like I said, I got Matt on that mouse pad, baby Matt, baby Matthew on the mouse pad in my office. And Dr. Dobson was talking about Ryan when Ryan was just a little baby Matthew. And he recalled one day that his wife Shirley was caring for Ryan, and Ryan was sick that day. And it was just a rough day for Mother Shirley. Little Ryan was sick, and at one point, mothers, get ready. I'm sure you've been there. At one point, she's changing his diaper, and the telephone rings, and without fastening his diaper, Shirley reaches over to pick up the phone, and he has an attack of diarrhea. Well, mothers, have you been there? Oh, I see him nodding. Yeah, well, she cleaned him up. She put him in clean, fresh, sweet-smelling clothes. She takes him into the living room and feeds little Ryan, and then she goes to burp him, and he threw up all over himself, over her, over the couch. Dr. Dobson says that when he opened the door, Susie, he opens the door, he says the aroma of motherhood was everywhere. And Shirley cried out, was all this in my contract? Not easy. Not easy being a mother. Love is costly. So we want to thank you today. We want to thank God for so much of God's love, so much of God's wisdom that we have experienced for you. We can't thank you enough. I've got two special presentations, this one at this time, and then I've got another one coming. Hang on. But right now, I'm going to cue this up with Professor Tim up here, our computer genius extraordinaire. This is Kevin Durant. You've been hearing about perhaps Kevin Durant's MVP award. Take a look at what the MVP winner says about mom.
One of the best memories I had is when we moved into our first apartment. No bed, no furniture. And we just all sat in the living room and just hugged each other. Because we thought we made it. And when something good happens to you, I don't know about you guys, but I tend to look back to what brought me here. And you wake me up in the middle of the night, in the summer times, making me run up a hill, making me do push-ups, screaming at me from the sideline of my games at 8 or 9 years old. We wasn't supposed to be here. You made us believe. You kept us off the street, put clothes on our backs, food on the table. When you didn't eat, you made sure we ate. You went to sleep hungry. You sacrificed for us. You're the real MVP.
Can we join Kevin Durant and give a praise to God for the MVPs in the house of the Lord? Our mothers, let us stand. Stand. Let us stand. Let us give thanks. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. We have another scripture. You've heard of the Good Shepherd, and now we have an additional one. I think you know it. It is yoked with Mother's Day, always by the lectionary. This is yoked with Mother's Day. It's not a biblical image of God as a mother, but one that we're familiar with, a biblical image that goes back thousands of years. For again, God is referred to as shepherd, this time by the shepherd king himself, David, and it is Psalm 23, and I'm going to use the King James Version, by the way. I always have to use King James Version. We were talking, Judy, about King James Version last night. You may have heard about the little baby girl sitting in mama's lap. She lost her front teeth, and as a result, she was now speaking with a little lisp, Rick. And so mama was reading the King James, half, doth, saith. And finally, the little girl looks up at mama, says, "Mama, did God lose his teeth too?" But there's nothing more beautiful, nothing more beautiful than this version of the Bible's reading of the 23rd Psalm. I never will use any other version. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There are a few passages of Scripture that have given us more comfort, given us more inspiration, given us a better witness of our loving God than the 23rd Psalm. Reverend John Killinger called on a young dancer, several years ago, who told him about a terrible car accident in which she was involved. So terrible, in fact. Now, here she was, a dancer. Her leg was in a cast, suspended by weights and pulleys for weeks and weeks. She was immobilized, a dancer, immobilized. Reverend Killinger said, "Young lady, how could you, a dancer, stand to be immobile for all that time?" She said, "I would have died except for one thing, Reverend, one thing." She said, "Every day, mentally, I danced the 23rd Psalm." She said, "Pastor, the 23rd Psalm is so beautiful, and the assurance, the blessed assurance that it gives to us from God, gave me the patience to wait." Pastor Charles Hines says that his favorite part of the psalm is, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Now, Reverend Hines says he likes to think of that as two angels, one named Goodness, one named Mercy, that wherever he journeys in life, they follow behind him to care for him, to protect him. Reverend Hines said he had a firsthand opportunity to experience this in life. He was making a certain trip to now April and Matt's hometown of Chicago. And on the way, he sees a truck off the side of the road. There's an elderly man standing beside the truck with an elderly woman. His wife's inside the cab. And the elderly gentleman's waving for help. Well, Pastor Hines pulls off to the side of the road and behind him, and comes up and discovers that they need help. He introduces himself, by the way, the elderly gentleman. He's a pastor too. So here's two ministers, right? Meeting at a time of need. And the elderly gentleman explains to him, he says, "You know, we're going to a town up north here in the Chicago area. But," he said, "we're about to run out of gas, and I was wondering if you could give me a lift to the gas station so I could fill up this gas can." And Reverend Hines says, "Well, of course I will, brother. But, you know, you haven't run out of gas yet. Let me suggest, why don't you get back in your truck? I'll follow you. Drive as far as you can to get to this next gas station. If you run out of gas, then yes, I will take you from there. But see, we'll be that much closer to the gas station." Well, the elderly gentleman agreed, and he thanked him. He got in the cab of the truck, and they drove more than 20 miles. And Reverend Hines said he could see the elderly gentleman every now and then, Keith. He'd look in that rearview mirror, and he'd look behind him, and he'd wave. He'd wave gratefully. He'd wave and smile. That truck never did run out of gas. They made it to that gas station, and the elderly gentleman thanked him for a last time, but he said to him, "You know, Pastor," and by the way, pastor is Latin. I know Brad knows that. Latin, pastor. Pastor's Latin. Translated, it means shepherd. "Pastor, just knowing that you were behind us, just in case we ran out of gas, allowed my wife and me to travel without worry, knowing that you were following us." Pastor Hines says, and so it is with the good shepherd, with God. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." And that care will continue and continue until the very end of the journey. And at the end of the journey, it is the Good Shepherd who one day will graciously take our hand and will lead us to the pastures on heaven's shore. Now, mothers, we can't thank you enough. I promised you two presentations. We received the witness of Kevin Durant, MVP. Well, we've got a poet laureate in this body of Christ. I'm going to ask Mr. Dick Miller if he will come forward at this time, along with our great accompanist, Linda Holden. Mothers, enjoy this, because I know I will.
Most of us, from time to time, go through our wallets or our pocketbooks, and way down in the bottom, past the credit cards, the baby pictures, and the green stamps. You usually find a little dog-eared piece of poetry. Well, I was going through my wallet the other day, and I found a whole bunch of IOUs, some of them 30 years overdue. Funny thing is, they're all owed to one person. And I kind of feel like right now might be a good time for an accounting. Mom, are you listening? Mom, I owe you for many things. A lot of services, like night watchman. For laying awake nights, listening for coughs and cries and creaking floorboards and me coming home too late. You had the eye of an eagle and the roar of a lion, but you had a heart as big as a house. I owe you for services as a short order cook, a chef, a baker, for making sirloin out of hamburger and tuna out of turkey out of tuna fish, and two big strapping boys out of leftovers. I owe you for cleaning services, for the daily scrubbing of face and ears, all work done by hand, and for the frequent dusting of a small boy's pants to make sure he led a spotless life. And for washing and ironing no laundry could ever do, for drying the tears of childhood and ironing out the problems of growing up. I owe you for services as a bodyguard, for protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms and nightmares and too many green apples. Lord knows I owe you for medical attention, for nursing me through measles, mumps, and bruises, bumps, splinters, and spring fever. And let's not forget medical advice either. Oh, important things like don't scratch it or it won't get well. If you cross your eyes, they're gonna stick like that. And probably most important of all was that always make sure you got on clean underwear, boy, in case you're in an accident. I owe you for veterinary services, for feeding every lost dog I dragged home at the end of the rope, and for healing the pains of puppy love. I owe you for entertainment. Entertainment that kept a household going through some pretty tough times. For wonderful productions at Christmas and 4th of July and birthdays, and for making make-believe come true on a very limited budget. I owe you for construction work, for building kites and confidence, hopes and dreams, and somehow you made them all touch the sky. And for cementing the family together so it'd stand the worst kind of shocks and blows, and laying down a good foundation to build a life on. I owe you for carrying charges, for carrying me on your books for the things a growing boy's just gotta have, like a pair of high-top boots, a little pocket on the side for a jackknife. And one, Mom, one thing I'll never ever forget is if there was two pieces of apple pie left and three hungry people, that you was the one that suddenly didn't like apple pie in the first place. These are a few of the things for which payment is long overdue. The person I owe them to worked very cheap. She simply managed by doing without a whole lot of things that she needed herself. My IOUs add up to much more than I could ever hope to repay. But the nicest thing about it all is I know she'll mark the bill paid in full for just one kiss and four little words. Mom, I love you.
Thank you, Dick. Thank you, Linda. How about these two MVPs? Mother, we do love you. We thank the Lord for you. At this time, we will serve the Lord through the morning offering. Thank you, Dick. Thanks, Linda. Thank you. Let us pray together. As we offer these gifts to you, Shepherd of our souls, we thank you for the love flowing through our lives and through these gifts. May they be filled with your awesome power, that through these gifts, many signs and wonders will be done. May no one be in need, and may your community of love be established upon this earth. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Gail. God bless you. God bless you both. Thank you, Brad. To continue this beautiful theme of Jesus, our Good Shepherd, 128, He leadeth me, O blessed thought. Now may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest, abide with us all now and forever. Amen.